Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. Let us listen for the word of God as it comes to us today from 1 Peter. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. This past June, I was at an annual conference in Greenville, North Carolina. We had a visiting bishop to give a terrific sermon to set the tone for the whole conference. And the title of his message was, "What Do You Have That Has Not Been Given to You?" And actually comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. What do you have that has not been given to you? Now, the reason I want to start with this is because this changes everything for me. This changes my whole way of life, the way I approach my daily living, the way I approach everything, or at least hope to approach everything. We're beginning a new series today. It has to do with stewardship. Normally when we say the word stewardship, you know what's coming. The stewardship campaign, where you get your pledges for the coming year's budget, and you send in your pledges, and we collect them, and we take a look at them, and we see how we're doing. And basically, it just is something that we think about when it comes to our financial giving. Well, stewardship does have to do with our financial giving, but it has to do with far more than that. It has to do with our stewardship of everything that we have been given. And what have we been given? Well, let me ask you this. Did you create the oxygen in this air, the oxygen in the air this morning, and then hear that you're breathing? No. The air that we breathe, or life itself, is a gift. So we start out by saying, as Christians, what we believe is that everything that we have, our life, our very own bodies. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that you are not your own. You were bought with a price. You belong to God. Our bodies are gifts. Our life is a gift. The air we breathe is a gift. Our relationships are gifts. Our families are gifts. Our possessions are gifts. Creation, this world we live in, is gift. Also, the gospel that has been entrusted to us is a gift. Everything that we have. And you say, yes, but I work hard for the things that I have. But the scripture tells us, listen, who gives you the strength to work, to obtain wealth? It's none other than the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalm 24, verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." It all belongs to Him. Everything, the cattle on a thousand hills, belongs to God. It all belongs to Him. And what God has done is He has entrusted these gifts to us so that we might manage these gifts and take care of them and use them. So this changes everything for me. Because what it means is that whatever that I have, I see it as a gift. And this gift has been entrusted to me for me to use for God's glory. And Paul writes, "For we have received the manifold blessings of God's grace." We're to use the spiritual gifts that we are given to serve others. This changes everything for me, for what it means is that as Christians, we don't stand on our rights and demand things that we say we are entitled to. We count our blessings. And we say everything is a gift. And therefore, we live out of a sense of tremendous, not entitlement, but gratitude. And so freely we have received, freely we will give. Jesus gathered his disciples together and he said, listen, I'm sending you out to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, and to do all these things in my name. And I want you to do them without pay. For freely you have received, freely give. So, God's grace comes to us, first of all, in the form of mercy. We receive not so much what we deserve, but we receive that which we need to make us whole. We receive that which enables us to live as a forgiven people. We receive God's grace, and it is a flow like a river flowing into us. And as that water flows into us, that flow of grace comes into us, we are to become channels of that grace. In other words, grace flows from God into us and through us to others. So this kind of changes things for me. I wake up in the morning and here's what I really should be thinking about. God, how is it that you would want me to use the time that you give me today? Because I only have enough time to do what you want me to do and not what everybody else wants me to do. What is it that you would have me to do with the time? You see, we're given time. We're to be stewards of the gift of time. What is it that you would have me to do with the gift of time this day? You give me strength. What is it that you would have me to do with the strength that you've given me today? With the measure of health and wholeness that I have? How can I use that and employ it for your good and the good of others? And you know, you think about this sometimes. Who is it, dear Lord, that I might encounter today that needs grace? Paul says, now there are varieties of gifts. But basically, these gifts fall into two different categories. They're the gifts of speaking and the gifts of serving. We can be channels of God's grace by what we say to others. We are actually to speak the words of God. In other words, to speak in the character of God, to speak in the spirit of Christ. We are to say, Lord, grace my lips that nothing come out except that which builds up, not that which tears down. And so, Lord, who might I speak with today? Who might I encounter today that as I'm speaking, I may speak a word of grace that they need to hear? Your grace flowing through me to another human being. And so there are the gifts of speaking, exhortation, encouragement, all kinds of ways that that words can bring healing and wholeness of life. Then there's the things that we do. There's the serving gifts. I mentioned before, you know, Skylar and Ava were serving earlier this morning. There are those things that we can do that when we do them, it's another way in which God's grace not only comes to us, but through us to another human being. What are those kinds of things that we can do? So in the course of this day, Lord, I want you not only to grace my lips that what I say may be grace to others, but I want you to take my hands and my feet, and I want you to grace them that what I do today, whatever it is, whatever service, may become a means of grace to another human being. Now, we don't always know exactly what a day may hold. But every day holds this, the opportunity for us to become channels of grace. Every day. And so rather than saying, well, you know, let me see what I want to do today. I so much center on what is it that I want to do. But what if I were to say, Lord, I'm available to you. What is it that you would have me to do? Take my lips and grace them. Take my hands and feet and grace them. Well, one of the things that I've discovered is that that flow of grace It has to be continual. Every day we need to make available to ourselves God's flow of grace that comes into us. Every day. Because things accumulate. Things weigh us down, get us down, distract us, discourage us. So we continue to need to be filled with God's love and God's grace. We need that flow continuing to come in us. But if it doesn't flow through us, it's like a pool of water that becomes stagnant with algae. You know, we're to become channels, meaning that it flows through us to others. Here is the word for today. How can I be a steward of God's grace? The grace that I have received. I know that I have been forgiven. Can I live in such a way that the forgiveness that I have received can be extended to another human being that perhaps I need to forgive? I have received grace in ways in which I have been accepted just for who I am. Love just for who I am. How might I be able, with the gift of grace I have received, to accept others just as they are, people around us? I have received grace, meaning that I have received love that was not earned. It was merely given. Grace. Unmerited love. Yet how often I'm stingy with my love. But if I were to say, wait a minute, I have freely received God's grace and unconditional love, how might I be a channel to that unconditional love? You see, everything that I have is a gift. And I am to be stewards of these gifts, channels of this grace. I heard it said that at the end of our lives, at the end of my life, there's really only going to be two questions that really matter. Okay? Now, this is just generally speaking. This is the way that I deal with my life. The first one would be, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? What did you do with what he gave to you? His death on the cross, his resurrection. Did you receive it? Did you receive the grace offered to you in Jesus Christ? Did you receive his teaching? Did you receive his call to follow him? What did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? That's the first thing. But the second one is this. What did you do with what I gave you to use? What did you do with your time, your gifts, and your talents that I gave you? What did you do with the relationships I entrusted into your care? What did you do with the gospel message that I entrusted you to share with others? What did you do? There is a scene at the end of the movie Schindler's List that's absolutely tear-jerking. And Schindler, as you know, perhaps you saw the movie. If you didn't, briefly, it has to do with this man that during World War II had the opportunity to secretly help liberate Jews from prison camps. He did this undercover. And he did it largely by payment of money to be able to liberate persons from the prison camps. And at the end of this movie, when it was over, and so many people's lives had been saved, the people gathered at the factory where they had worked, and they presented him with a gift, and they gave him a little gift, and with the gift came this saying. It is said in our faith tradition that he or she who has saved the life of one person in this world has saved the whole world. And they were expressing their gratitude for Mr. Schindler. But he broke down and started crying. because he reviewed his life and he saw how he had wasted so much of the money that he had. He saw all the possessions that he had that he could have sold and perhaps obtained more money to help liberate more people. And he began to break down in the midst of these people and say, I didn't do enough. I could have done more. And your heart just goes out to him because you know that, wait a minute. Didn't you hear what the people said? That if you but save the life of one person, it's as if you were saving the whole world. But he kept thinking and thinking and thinking in terms of all that which he could have yet still done. Well, that's probably going to be the case with all of us. We know that. But here's what's important. Each of us can make a difference in the life of one person. And to the world you may be but one person. But to one person you may be their world. And so at the end of our lives, the Lord, God says, what did you do with the gift of my son? And what did you do with what I gave you? Our opportunity will be able to say, not that I did everything, but that I did something. That I used my gift. And at the end of my life, it will not be the possessions that I accumulated that mattered. John Ortberg has a book called It All Goes Back in the Box. When life is over, it all goes back in the box. You play the game of Monopoly and you win it. You got all those hotels and everything. It's okay. After you finish the game, it all goes back in the box. It's over. So what's it really all about? It's about being good stewards of the gifts that God has given us to use in this world today for the good of others, of channeling His grace. So at the end of this day, at the end of every day, we have a time to reflect. How well did I use what I was given this day for you, O Lord? And that will prepare us for when the time comes at the end of our life to look back and to know that we have used what we have been given. I'm going to have a word of prayer and then I'm going to have an invitation. Let us pray. Gracious God, we need so much in our life right now. Help us to believe that Your grace is really all that we need. Your love, Your mercy, Your presence, Your grace. Help us to realize that Your grace will be sufficient for each and every need that we could possibly ever have. Help us to trust You that as You give these gifts to us, we can be whole. Lord, we can be persons who are capable then of becoming channels of Your grace to others. Stir us up, O Lord, to receive today what it is that we need. And stir us up, dear Lord, to give what needs to be given this day. In Jesus' name, amen.